Evans and Mark Knopfler here on Radio 9 with a little bit of Yakety Yaks. I'm Jay Thurber. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show, or check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
Where we're following our democracy in historic times.
There are charter schools in Oklahoma that focus on Native American culture, that focus on performing arts, that focus on nature as examples, and simply refusing to allow religious schools to participate in that, that's not neutral.
Kristen Wagner with the Christian advocacy group Alliance Defending Freedom says Oklahoma's ban on what would be the nation's first publicly funded religious school is unconstitutional, but a deadlocked Supreme Court has upheld that ban, which says the school would violate church-state separation. The vote was 4-4, with Justice Amy Coney Barrett recusing herself. A federal judge has blocked President Donald Trump's efforts to dismantle the Department of Education and ordered 1,000 employees reinstated. National Education Association President Becky Pringle calls it a win against the administration's goal of privatizing public schools.
Public education is the foundation of this or any democracy. We need people to pay attention.
A separate federal court will let Trump go ahead for now with firing two members of an independent labor agency. The only suspect in the shooting of two Israeli embassy employees has been charged with murder. Police are treating it as a hate crime. House Republicans are celebrating passage of their massive spending and policy bill. It includes tax cuts mainly for top earners and corporations and shifts billions from Medicaid and food assistance to national defense. Congresswoman Lisa McClain of Michigan says they delivered for the president.
House Republicans did not miss the moment. And because of our work, we will put more money in the pockets of hardworking Americans.
Two Republicans joined Democrats in opposition. The White House says Trump wants them primaried. The Justice Department is suing four states for tackling climate change. New York, Vermont, Michigan, and Hawaii enacted so-called climate superfund laws, which charge oil companies billions to help pay for climate damage. Nick Jansen with Maine Conservation Voters says his state should push ahead.
The longer we delay in setting up a program like this, the higher that bill is going to be and the more strain communities are going to be under.
Senate leaders used procedural rules to avoid a filibuster, moving to block California from enforcing a ban on new gas-powered cars in 10 years. The Supreme Court has turned away a petition by Michigan Republicans seeking to overturn voting measures approved via ballot initiative. That includes no-excuse absentee voting and expanded early voting. And the High Court is expected to take up a lawsuit to prevent states from accepting mail-in ballots that arrive after Election Day. Several GOP-led states have already passed laws ending so-called grace periods. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Jay Thurber from WRCT Pittsburgh.
Ponce. Hawaiian Eye.
Jefferson Airplane getting us started here at 2:07. Much more music time. I'm Jay Thurber. Thank you so much for tuning in. Get out of here. No, Chuck Berry on Radio 9. Why does it do that sometimes? Goodness.
I'm going to give you 30 days to get back home. I done called up a gypsy woman on a telephone. Gonna send out a worldwide hoodoo. That'll be the very thing that'll suit you. I'm going to feed you, be back home.
Captain Jack and Munhall. That's DuPont 574-50. Also on social media, Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky. Taking your requests at Jay Thurber Show.
Mother-in-law.
time. We'll check your full-time forecast in just about 10 minutes. From 1961, here's Farron Young on Radio 9.
Shake, rattle and roll. I said shake.
Comets on Radio 9, and this is Elvis. It's time for our Canadian content portion of the program. This complies with our Canadian content regulations. It's a group called Steel River from 1970. From Toronto called Steel River with their hit 10-pound note here on
Canada's Music Review.
1050
Chum.
No, that's not right. It's Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. We've got weather coming up next and more new music on the other side of that. 2:23, much more music time. Here's the Guess Who. Who? The Guess Who, that's who. From 1970, Randy Bachman and Burton Cummings. They are the Guess Who here on Radio 9. And I'm vamping until the cart machine cues up this. At 2:28 chime time, new music from Jack White coming up after we take care of a brief message. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. And we were just chatting online to a couple of friends about places we might take road trips to this summer. And unfortunately, one of them has gone out. Yelpers report this location has closed, unlike the hotel where I stayed at last weekend. What else to tell you about? Captain Jack from Munhall called. I gave the phone number for Wixie. Do we have a Wixie jingle in here? Let me look in the deck here and see if we've got a... Do we have a... Let's see here. Yeah, here we go, I think. Wait a minute. Let's... So I gave the phone number for...
Here's a sound from the vault of golden memories at WMCK.FM.
1316, Wixie Radio. So, listener Phil Z sent us a bunch of radio station bumper stickers, and one of them is for McKee Sports at 1360 Wixie. And I gave the phone number, which starts with 462, and Captain Jack called. We were reminiscing about old... Come gather around the Atwater Kent, little children, and Grandpa Jay will tell you. You used to be able to tell where you were calling by the phone number. With the age of cell phones, that has not mattered in 10 or 15 years. Our 385 number when I was a kid was a Elizabeth PA number, but is now McKee Sports. Anyways, the 46 Wixie's request line was 462, and Captain Jack reminded me that Indiana, PA, their number was 463. So if you misdialed and you say, well, what's the difference? Well, in those days you paid. How old are you, Jay? In those days you paid based on the distance of the phone call. So my best friend from high school lived in, I believe, 461, which was a Homestead number. I lived in McKeesport, and I can remember misdialing once, getting a wrong number. And the following month, Mom getting the phone bill and saying, who called Indiana, PA? Oops. Well, that's the way it is. So, yeah, nowadays, got free airtime minutes, and what difference does it make? 412-904-3225. That's the number for Row House Cinema. Support for 88.3 WRCT comes in part from Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Every week, they choose a new movie theme, including classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit the website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. And if you or your organization is interested in underwriting on WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. 664-672-673-675. We're all McKeesport. 751, I think, was McKeesport, but also maybe Elizabeth? Clareton was 233. Boy, this is useless information. Tune into this show for useless information. 461 and 46. What else did we say? 462 maybe was Homestead and West Mifflin. I think 466, 469 were that side of the river also.
Steel City weather.
This is the show for useless information. 38, like I said, 384 was Elizabeth, PA. Mostly sunny with a high near 63. Oakland was 6-8-1-6-8-2-6-8-3, which is museum. First two letters of museum, 6-8 on your the letters on your phone. And now you know the rest of the story. Mayflower, 621 WRCT. Mayflower 1 WRCT. How about that? Mostly sunny this afternoon with a high near 63. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 42. Partly sunny on Sunday with a high of 66. Memorial Day Monday, mostly sunny, high 72. Tuesday, chance of showers. Mostly cloudy with a high near 68. And then on Wednesday, showers likely. Mostly cloudy and a high near 70. Sometimes the old brain box still works. Washington County right now reporting 60 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. 57 right now in Butler County. 61 in Beaver County. 59 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood. Also, Fifth and Moorwood. Forbes and Moorwood at WRCT. It's 59 degrees with the sound of Jack White on Radio 9.
Dear friend, if you want to feel better, don't let the devil make you toss this letter. If you've been crossed up by hoodoo, voodoo, a wizard or a lizard, you got family trouble, man trouble, woman trouble.
Jack White. Well, not so new anymore. That came out back in February. I'm Jay Thurber. The website, jaythurbershow.com. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, Blue Sky, at Jay Thurber Show. 2:35, much more music time. Here's the sound of Badfinger. This is Boss Skaggs.
Lido missed the boat that day. He left the shack. But that was all he missed. And he ain't coming back. Into Stone Bar in a gin joint car. He made it stop. Just long enough to grab a handle off the top.
back to the realms and depths of time.
SOS, heart in distress. More music after this message.
I'm Smokey Bear.
Hi,
and
Smokey
I made an
Bear.
Assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear. Call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
Well, hi, friends. Come on out to PNC Park on July 2nd when the Pirates host the St. Louis Cardinals. The first 500 fans get a free barf bag courtesy of our friends at Pepto-Bismol. When you're watching the Pirates blow another game, you'll have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, and diarrhea. And that's when it's time to reach for the Pepto. Then on July 18th when the Pirates host the White Sox, it's kick Bob Nutting in the ass night. Yeah, this is going to be a big one, fans, so get to the ballpark early. The first 500 fans at PNC Park get to kick Bob Nutting square in the ass, courtesy of our friends at Skechers. So don't forget, literally tens of thousands of good seats available at PNC Park every night. The Buccos are in town. Get your tickets at Pirates.com or charge by phone at 1-800-BUY-BUCKS. And we'll see you at PNC Park, because you'll have a section all to yourself.
Jay Thurber.
Describe the sound made when a sheep explodes.
Wonderful weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, may we present our only man, Hoosier
Law. He's so fine. Wish he were mine. Let him
winding it down, 2:52, much more music time, just 8 minutes away from smooth, relaxing, and easy. Please do stay tuned for my friend Eric O'Brien coming up at 3 right here on 88.3 WRCT and Tube City Online Radio. If you're listening to the simulcast, you'll hear it on both stations. Coming up at 5 o'clock, we break the simulcast. WRCT is doing their thing. And then Tube City Online Radio is doing something different. At 5 o'clock on Tube City Online Radio, it's the Kristen and Amber Show, followed by the Tragical History Tour with Lisa B as she takes you through the Beatles' back catalog, and then oldies from 7 until midnight. So no matter how you listen to this mess, there's lots of good listening coming your way right here later on today on Community Radio.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Whoopsie doodle, I hit the microphone there. Paul Skeens is hitting on all cylinders. Unfortunately, doesn't have a team behind him to do that, but he says he does not want to be traded. He told the Associated Press last night that the idea of trading him to another team so that the Pirates could get an infusion of batters is not at all part of the conversation. The 22-year-old... wait a minute. Am I misreading this? I might be misreading this whole story. Apparently, Pittsburgh Pirates general manager Ben Cherington said that trading Paul Skeens is not at all part of the conversation. And Skeens said, anybody can play GM. It doesn't affect anything. He's happy where he is. He's an ace at 22 years old. Last night, the Pirates beat the Milwaukee Brewers by a score of 6-5, though it took them 10 innings to get the job done. It's the Bucks and Brewers again today. Mitch Keller getting the call to the mound. Keller right now holding a 3.88 ERA. He's 1-6. Pirates are 18-34 on the season for fifth overall in their division. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball last night, it was the Mariners over the Astros 5-3. The Cards over the Diamondbacks 4-3. Dodgers beat the Mets 7-5. Rays over the Blue Jays 3-1. And a rough night to be a Orioles fan. The Red Sox beat the Orioles by a score of 19-5. It is the most exciting day in racing for auto race fans. The Indianapolis 500 is tomorrow, but this year it's embroiled in scandal. Two-time defending Indy 500 winner Joseph Newgarden will start in the last row as punishment for an illegally modified part that was found during qualifying. He'll be joined by teammate Will Power. Newgarden had the fastest lap of the final practice at 225.7 miles per hour, but Team Penske announced on Wednesday morning that the team has fired IndyCar president IndyCar team president Tim Sidrick, managing director Ron Rosinski, and GM Kyle Moyer in the fallout from that cheating scandal. The 109th Indianapolis 500 gets underway tomorrow, and meteorologists are saying they should have good weather for it. Of weather, looking for mostly sunny skies for the rest of the afternoon with a high of 63, partly cloudy overnight with a low of 42, partly sunny on Sunday with a high of 66, Memorial Day Monday, mostly sunny, a high near 72 degrees. 60 right now in Washington County, 64 in Beaver County, 59 in McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 61 at WRCT. is. I'm Jay Thurber. Good Lord willing, we'll see you next Saturday from noon until 3 here with all the dusty discs, the priceless platters, the songs that you threw up with. Find me at jaythurbershow.com. Remember, until then, it's nice to be important. It's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. It is Memorial Day weekend.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Memorial Day and Veterans Day, sometimes people aren't sure what the difference is. Memorial Day is for people who have died in the service of their country. And here's a little song by Steve Goodman to close out the show.
I miss my old man tonight, and I wish he was here with me, with his corny jokes and his cheap cigars. He could look you in the eye and sell you a car. That's not an easy thing to do, but no one ever knew a more charming creature on this earth than my old man. He was a pilot in the big war, in the U.S. Army Air Corps, in a C-47 with a heavy load.